Track 7. And now we hear about a village greengrocer. Mary.
Along the old streets of Titchfield Square is the traditional village greengrocer. We went and spoke to Richard and Ruth Collins about their shop, getting up at 2:30 a.m. and how the local community play an important part in their business. The shop is at 31A The Square, Titchfield. First question, how long have you been up and running in Titchfield and why did you pick this area? Ruth says, we started up here in March, but Richard has always had his own fruit and veg market stall that he goes to four times a week in Dorset and Littlehampton, while I stay and look after the shop. Titchfield is a lovely little village with a great community, and I've lived here all my life. We know everyone here, and it's great that they can come into the shop and get their fresh fruit and veg while having a chat with us. Why do you think it's important to have local shops in the area? Richard says, we get a lot of the older generation coming to us, which is great, as they can walk to the square and get their shopping all in one place. A lot of people don't drive and don't want to get a bus to supermarkets, so they come here for their fresh fruit and veg. We also get a lot of people come in from the school run. Mums and dads come in after they've dropped the kids off, and the children come in after school. They used to walk on the other side of the street to get sweets from the shop, but now they see all the lovely fruit here and want that instead. What sort of produce do you sell? Richard says, we try to sell as much local produce as possible. We get the strawberries from Titchfield and we buy as much British produce as we can. A lot of our veg is ordered in the afternoon and then picked the next morning, ready to be sold in our shop, so it's all lovely and fresh. I also get up at 2:30 a.m. every morning to go to the fruit market. A lot of the local businesses around here use us for their trade, such as the pub, butchers and jewellers, and we use them in return, so it's great that the community all help each other out. What makes you stand out from other greengrocers? Ruth answers, we want it to be traditional and rustic, and we like to sell something a bit different. We did lots of research on how old greengrocers used to look and have tried to reflect that in our shop. Our friend built the wooden structure so it gives more of an authentic feel. We also held a taster session outside the shop, offering locally made jam with toast and biscuits, which was really popular. Soon we will also be selling homemade pickled onions and wild bird food. Do you have any plans for the future? Richard says, potentially, but we're not going to reveal anything just yet, so watch this space. And there are photographs of Richard and Ruth and the outside of the shop with a fruit stall and the specially made shelves inside the shop with fruit and eggs and vegetables.